Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we'll be talking about the growing problem of bullying. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Tajma Turner, Mississippi State University Extension Service Family and Consumer Sciences Agent. Tajma, we all know what bullying is, but first, maybe describe some ways that people are being bullied and what a big problem it is.
The facts on bullying reveal that it is a growing problem amongst teens and children. And I believe that the influence of social media has kind of heightened or increased the actual growth of bullying in our youth populations.
And how big of a problem is it? I understand you have a big number that you want to share with us.
Well, approximately 160,000 teens skip school every day because of bullying. And over 3.2 million students are victims of bullying each year.
That sounds terrible, and we definitely need to address this problem, obviously, or create awareness of it. Now, going back to some signs that we can look out for and ways that people are being bullied, what can we look out for if our child or someone that we know might be getting bullied?
Some of the ways that you can identify bullying is when you have a child who may come home with unexplained cuts or bruises, torn clothing, damaged, expensive toys or different things that they play with, maybe iPads or iPhones. Those are some of the physical signs that something's going on. Some emotional signs could be where your child is withdrawn. They don't really like to participate in some of the things that they used to, or, you know, and you notice that their mood shifts or change, their sleeping patterns have changed, their eating habits have changed. That would kind of blend in as well with behavioral signs of being bullied. And you can always look out for academic signs. If you notice any decline in your child's academics, if they're bringing home lower grades, if their study habits change, you just have to keep a close eye out, because a lot of times kids aren't forthcoming with the fact that they're being bullied. It's just not cool lots of times in their eyes to tell.
And there are several things that we can do. Now, what all can we do if we witness bullying?
The first thing you have to do is take it seriously. When you see signs, you have to ask questions. Or if a child comes to you, you got to take it seriously. Don't think, oh, well, it's just kids. It's no big deal. You definitely have to take it seriously. Secondly, report it to the school officials or campground officials, wherever the youth is and whatever type of event it is. Locate those people in authority and let them know what's going on. And from there, you can always have a stance or try and get policies passed in your state or in your community to heighten the awareness of bullying and to get laws in place to help prevent it.
Right, because sometimes if we try to report it to the school, they often don't do much about it, right?
That's exactly right. It's sad, the apathetic attitude that many of the school officials take regarding the issue of bullying. Many times they just feel like it's just horseplay and it's no big deal. But the seriousness of the issue is found when we see kids skipping school because of being bullied and even having attempts at suicide.
That is very serious. So we should report it to the school, but we shouldn't stop there, right?
Definitely don't stop there. Definitely don't stop there. Again, as we talk about some of the apathy that we witness around the topic of bullying, you know, many times you have to take it further. And I would even say, you know, after attempting to involve your school teachers, principals, school counselors, if you have to, you have to get that next step. If you have to get law enforcement involved, or, you know, we really need to keep in mind that we are a team. So teachers and parents and youth workers and youth leaders have to work together to solve this problem or issue.
And it's really hard to sum it up in this short amount of time what we should do about bullying, because there's so many different ways that it's going on and different ways to handle it. But for more information, where can we go for more specific topics and techniques on dealing with this issue?
I would definitely say to visit or stop bullying.gov website. There are many references to bullying, types of bullying, and ways to prevent it.
Okay, so stopbullying.gov. Today we've been speaking with Tajma Turner, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.